Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. This would be the time for our usual Monday sports here on Current State, but in lieu of a painful rehash of the past weekend's NCAA men's and women's tourneys, we thought we'd bring you something to smile about. With that goal in mind, here is 7 minutes of the sound of a three-year-old opening birthday present.
What kind is it?
You have to explain.
What is it?
What is it?
A puzzle, sure.
Okay, so we're not going to play 7 minutes of a kid's birthday party, but we're going to go to Al Martin instead to rehash this rather extraordinary weekend that we had. Now that the shock has subsided, Al, how are you processing the men's loss to Middle Tennessee?
Well, first off, I want to say I came in here a bit down on what took place in MSU sports on the hardwood this past weekend, but that cheered me up a bit, I must say. Good, well done, Current State. That was nice.
Wait, for a minute, we wondered how many people might think that we actually would play 7 minutes of a kid's birthday party.
I'm sure you got somebody out there, all right? But you know, looking at this weekend, I don't think that the shock has subsided at all, Mark. I think we are all pretty much stunned at what took place for the MSU win, on Friday. Just because of, you know, no one saw this coming. No one saw it coming, Mark. I mean, Middle Tennessee, you know, and Michigan State. I think more so we were shocked because of the expectations surrounded around this Michigan State
of
men's
course.
Basketball team. I mean, everyone had this team at the least, make it into the Final Four. And actually, Michigan State actually had the best odds out of those betting out in Vegas to win the whole thing. So, you know, Vegas certainly was smiling when looking at that statistic. But everyone thought this team would make a deep run. And Middle Tennessee State, really just coming out of nowhere, just the eighth time that a 2 seed loses to a 15 seed mm-hmm. in tourney history. Just utter shock. And I think that Spartan fans for the last, 3 days now have been waking up just wishing this was a very bad dream.
There is a lot of discussion about the legacy of this particular 2016 senior class, Valentine, Forbes, Costello. What do you make of our seniors and how they will look back on this season?
What a class. But at the end of the day, They're going to look back at this moment. And Denzel Valentine had a really poignant quote after losing to Middle Tennessee State on Friday. And he said that, you know what, this was a life lesson for me as a man, that you have to finish the job and you have to step up when the spotlight is on you. But as far as their respective legacies, Denzel Valentine is a player who no one's averaged in NCAA tourney history since the assist became an official statistic in the NCAA in basketball. No one's ever averaged 19-7-7. For Bryn Forbes, he will go down as one of the best shooters to ever play at Michigan State. Very close. I think that if Michigan State would have gotten past Middle Tennessee State and maybe made a run at the Final Four, he could have eclipsed Sean Respert's 3-point record for Michigan State that, of course, was set back in the 90s. Matt Costello, Michigan State's leader in block shots for a career. And Kobe Wolliman, a guy who really, you know, was a walk-on and became an imminent factor for this team throughout his 4 years as a Spartan. Heck, we saw more of Kobe Wolliman, other than Costello, of any big, other big on that Michigan State roster. So they will have great legacies, but they will always be remembered for the team that lost to Middle Tennessee State, unfortunately.
We're talking with WKAR current sports host Al Martin. The program airs on AM 870, and the TV show, of course, returns this week on WKAR-TV. The one silver lining, I think, in this whole rather depressing scenario involves 2016's recruiting class. We are a lot of people, when you put behind what happened on Friday and you look forward, there's a lot of reason in a lot of people's minds to be encouraged. Describe what's coming up on the horizon here.
Yes, definitely, you know, for an optimist, you know, you want to look at the glasses half full and looking at next year. Now, again, we all know that nothing's guaranteed, as it was with this Spartan team this year, okay? Because March Madness, I mean, that's what makes it fun, though. That's what makes it fun, because you see these Cinderella teams come out of nowhere and make runs in the tourney. That's March Madness for
sure.
You. And it's so tough to play in a single elimination game tournament. I mean, you can't have any mistakes, and Michigan State had those mistakes. But, again, here I go harping on negative again, right? Looking down the pike, as you just mentioned, Mark, this will be and already is Tom Izzo's best recruiting class that he has ever had. You talk about guys like Miles Bridges, Joshua Langford is another name you can bring up. Cassius Winston, he's going to be a fantastic guard. All three of those guys really can be seen as one-and-done guys. And Michigan State, I think, has had a stigma when looking at Tom Izzo's program that Tom doesn't really recruit one-and-done guys. But those three can certainly make that jump to the NBA right now, if you ask me. And the big name that Spartan fans are really crossing their fingers about, hoping that if he signs on with Michigan State next year, this team will certainly be a national title favorite, is Josh Jackson. He is a Detroit native who's now balling out in California, one of the top players in high school hoops right now. Unbelievable. I got a chance to see Josh when he was actually playing for Detroit Consortium a few years ago, and it was absolutely fantastic at the Breslin. But if they land him, Michigan State will certainly probably be ranked number one coming into next year, Mark.
We'll point out that the Big Ten is still alive here in this year's NCAA Men's Championship after Indiana's Saturday win over Kentucky. But I do want to hear your thoughts here regarding the back-and-forth thriller that the MSU women experienced in Starkville, Mississippi yesterday.
So, you talk about the men losing, but then you have the women to lose in the same weekend, Mark, and get eliminated. But I got a feel for the Michigan State women's basketball team because due to an existing contract with the Michigan High School Athletic Association that was signed back in 2011, Michigan State could not host its very first NCAA women's basketball tournament. So last minute, scheduling had to move the tournament to Mississippi State. So Michigan State should have been hosting that tournament this weekend at the Breslin, but due to that contract, they couldn't. They go on the road. They play in a hostile environment out of Mississippi State. But this is what makes it even more tough to swallow. Added on to that, with 3 seconds left, Mark, a Mississippi State player was out of bounds. You know, it was Michigan State was down by 2 points. A Mississippi State player was out of bounds, had the ball. The refs missed it, and time expired. So Michigan State should have had an out-of-bounds play with 3 seconds left to try and tie the game. The refs totally blew it, though, and they lose. Again, I don't want to blame the refs for a loss, but that was really tough to swallow because Michigan State should have had at least one more shot. But, a Mississippi State team is very, very good, led by Victoria Vivians, who was absolutely just lights out for that squad. But, man, in one weekend, both Michigan State men and women go out in the tourney. That's tough. That's really tough.
More from Al Martin and his guests every weekday afternoon at 1 on AM 870 WKAR. It's Current Sports, and after a brief hiatus, catch Current Sports on TV Thursday evening this week, 10 p.m. on WKAR. Thanks, Al.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.